everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:16, Brock Hunter. What are you doing over there?
This song.
Oh, you just love this song. That's all it is.
Yeah, you know what? Over the weekend, I busted out the, what is it? Is it a Geico commercial now? The, whoop, scoop, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck-a-lock-a, chuck-a-lock-a,
chuck-a-lock-a. Oh, yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah.
It's a great song.
Great song. Great song. I mean,
anybody know what tag team looked like before that commercial? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think they looked exactly the same. That's what the tag team was.
They really do.
Like.
You know?
Tag team. Back again. Check the rip and let begin.
Great song.
Great song. Amazing song. We should add it to rotation.
Scoop. There it is.
All right. Enough of that. Let's do your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is Sprinkle. WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Actually, I do. Whenever I hear that song, I think of D2, the Mighty Ducks, when they're playing the street hockey, right? Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Is right? That when Charlie broke his wrist? Is that
I think so. Or he sprained it. Something like that. Yeah. Pivotal point in the movie. Pivotal point. Anyway, as always, your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
This show makes no sense. What's up, Katie? Okay. Well, you may have missed this earlier in the show. We talked about this. And Hunter, I've been really thinking about this. And I think these two people in this story take the cake for the dumbest people we've talked about. And we've talked about a lot of dumb-dumbs. Mm. During the WTF of the day, we've talked about people doing weird things with their genitals. We've talked about meth heads, like everything. But these two gotta be the dumbest people ever. So, 46-year-old woman in the UK named Claire Vickers recently broke into a water park with her friend, 44-year-old Barry Douglas. It's around 2 in the morning. They were both drunk. They got in by crawling under a fence. Okay, once they were in, they made their way to a set. Yeah, they snuck in. Made their way to a set of water slides, but the water wasn't on. So they splashed some water down one of the slides to make it slick. And it was one of those big yellow slides, just straight shot, so you can go really fast. Well, it was dark, and they were too drunk to realize that the end of the slide was blocked off. They both went down, hit the barrier, shattered their ankles. Claire broke one. Barry broke both of his ankles, all right?
Oh,
yeah.
Slinking him.
Look, that's where the story should end, all right? Two dum-dums went down the slides drunk, 2 a.m. in the morning. They broke their ankles. That's it.
You cut your losses, and you get out of there, right?
And good news for them, the water park decided to not press charges. However, Claire and Barry, these two idiots, are suing the water park. That's right. They are suing the park for not having a security guard or better fencing to prevent them from breaking in. I am not making this
up. You know what? They might settle. They might get something out of it.
They might. And I'm upset that you bring that up, mostly because I know that's partially true. Here's the two idiots talking about it during a recent interview after this all happened.
They should take security there for a start, and the fence should be secured, and there will be legal action being taken.
You're saying that if they'd fixed the fence, if they put security so that at their own expense, then we wouldn't have been able to go down the slide, which you shouldn't have been going down in the first place.
There's 100%.
I just think that everybody makes a mistake. Everybody has got drunk at some point in their life and made a silly choice, and that's what this was.
Of course we have, but that doesn't mean you get to sue people for the dumb drunk mistake you did.
How about this? We get to openly hand slap you, and we'll leave this interview, and we'll just not talk about this
like
again.
This has got to be a spoof, right? These people got to be putting us on. Like, at the end of this, like, we were just kidding. We weren't actually going to sue because we know deep down that we were the ones at fault here. Like, how could you go on national television, do an interview and be like, oh, yeah, I think it's fair, eh? Don't you think that maybe
you're
they
glad
should've...
you shattered your ankle. You deserve it. If you have that attitude and that mind frame, then, yeah, you know what? You probably deserve more than a shattered ankle.
I wish they got a shattered...
head first.
I wish they had a shattered neck, all right? Because then the world would be rid of two dummies. Like, they went on TV and said, oh, no, they need to pay us. This is not our fault. Man. We were just out having a drunk good time. It's not our fault. Okay, it's their fault.
There's people like this walking around and think they're in the right.
How do you
It was your fault. You went into the water park illegally.
46 years on this earth. 46 years on this earth, they have made it somehow. Somehow.
You send them back down that water slide.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Like you said, head first.
Yeah, head first, right into the barrier. All right, and then we just be like, all right, is this done? Can we move on? Is this okay? Is this okay? I'm just baffled.
No, you put water down it this time, but you don't take the barrier away. No, you make him go faster.
You cover that slide in gasoline, you light it on fire, and then you set him down. All right.
He's on fire.
Yeah, yeah. And if you get out of it, all right, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, I mean, I know this sounds like something Hunter and I would do, but we aren't that stupid.
No, I'm not going to claim to be that dumb.
That's good. Sure. God. All right. Well, a couple idiots, and we'll see what happens with this. I swear to God, if I read a story in a month, we're like, oh, yeah, remember that water park? They settled. These two idiots got, something. I'll be very
congratulations,
upset.
You two. You accomplished an incredible feat by being the two dumbest people in our WTF section of all time. Wow.
We're going to put you on the wall of shame. That's what it is.
Unbelievable.
That's your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.